Welcome into Gimme 5 for January 10th, 2012. This is Patricia Babcock-McGraw, and Gimme 5 is a women's basketball audio segment for BTN.com. Throughout the season, I will spend 5 minutes, give or take, with some of the most interesting and dynamic players in the Big Ten Conference. It is my pleasure to welcome in today's guest, Michigan senior guard Courtney Boylan. At 5'7", Courtney is the smallest player on Michigan's roster and one of the smallest players in the league, but she is a big, big reason the Wolverines are 13-3 and coming off of one of the biggest wins in the Big Ten this season. Last Saturday, Michigan defeated an Ohio State team that was undefeated and ranked among the top 10 teams in the nation. Courtney had 19 big points in that game. On the season, Courtney is leading the Wolverines in scoring at 13.7 points per game, and despite her size, she does a lot of her scoring from the inside, using pretty moves and fadeaways to get her shots over taller defenders. Courtney, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah. It's my pleasure.
All right. Well, let's talk about that win over Ohio State on Saturday. How exciting was that for you guys at Michigan, and what was key in getting that victory?
You know, it was so exciting to beat Ohio State at home, especially in front of the large crowd that we had here. But for me, what was really key is that going in, Ohio State was averaging 80 points per game. And a team hadn't held them, I don't think, to less than 35 points and a half. So going into that game, it was really key, you know, that we play some solid defense and really key in on Taylor Hill and Samantha Perales.
Defense is kind of a trademark of your team, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely has been. You know, over the years, our team has definitely placed a huge emphasis on defense, and over the years, we've gotten a lot better at it since Coach Borsa's been here.
Yeah. What does it take to buy into that, though? Because, you know, players are all about scoring points, and it takes some special players to buy into that tough defensive mentality. And you're right, Coach Borsa has been about defense his entire career.
Yeah, you know, it really does take some very special players. And I think that the emphasis starts kind of right when you get in here as a freshman. And I think that's why early on, you know, I really had to learn how to play defense, because in high school, you know, that was one of my weaknesses. And it still is till this day. I still continually work on defense. So you're right. It takes a lot of special players coming in here to buy into the fact that defense is a really big, important part of the game.
Yeah, in high school, you can kind of get away with not playing great defense on every possession, right?
Yeah, no, you definitely can. So you learn that very quickly, how important that is once you get to college.
Yeah, okay. All right, so defense was a key. Now, you guys swept Ohio State last year for the first time in school history. And now this year, you're knocking off Ohio State from the ranks of the unbeaten. What can wins like that do for a program like Michigan, which is trying to establish a tradition and move up to the level of a team like an Ohio State?
You know, I think that it's really important, you know, especially, you know, since I got here, Michigan has definitely flown under the radar, and I think that we've been okay with that. You know, we don't need to be ranked in the top 25, but when it comes to big games like that, you know, over you know, Coach Borsa's career here, he's really upset some people. And, you know, hopefully wins like Ohio State will make people see that Michigan is, you know, hopefully one of the top-tier programs in the country, or is starting to become that.
Yeah, huge win. And when you're knocking off Ohio State the last three times you play them, I mean, people need to take notice of that for sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Okay, now, Courtney, I mentioned that you're 5'7", but that you also aren't shy about mixing it up inside with the bigs. You've got a nice, strong drive to the basket, and it's clear you aren't afraid of contact. But you also have some moves in your back pocket that help you elude the long arms of defenders. When I watch you, I almost feel like I'm watching a post player wheel and deal in the lane. You use fakes and spins. Where did you get all those moves, and did they kind of develop out of necessity? Like, do you feel like you'd be able to get your shot up if you didn't use moves like that?
You know, I don't know if I'd be able to get my shot off if I didn't use moves like that. But, you know, definitely in high school, I never was a post player or used those types of moves. I drove to the basket for sure. Bit inside, but never did I use post-up moves. But that's the thing about Coach Borsa's offense, is that, you know, everybody has an opportunity to post up, not just the fours or the fives or even the threes, but the ones and twos. So when I came in here, they worked a lot with the point guards and two guards on how to get in the post and score in the post. And so a lot of the moves that I developed were, you know, from the coaching staff here. And some of the stuff, you know, I realize that I'm not going to be able to dive into some of those post players, because most of the time I'll get blocked. So I try to use, you know, a little bit of fadeaways and try to just keep them off balance whenever I get in that position.
Do you have a move that you really like to go to, like an up and under or anything like that, that really kind of is your signature move?
I don't actually go to the up and under. But what I try to do is if I get it in there, honestly, I just try to kind of like fade away and put it up as quick as possible and hope that I can depend on my touch to get it in the basket.
Okay, so a lot of it is just a quick release.
Yeah, it really, for me, a lot of it's using my body in a quick release. I would say that those are the two things that I've really tried to work on.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's talk a little bit about the evolution of your career at Michigan. It's been very interesting. You were really a true reserve for the first 2.5 years at Michigan.
Yeah.
And over your first 76 games, you got one start. And then last year, about halfway into the season, your teammate Nia Jordan went down with a season-ending knee injury, and you were plugged into her starting spot. And you had some good games, some really good games, actually, and made the most of your minutes. And here we are today with you still in the starting lineup. And what I want to know is, what was your mentality during those first couple of years? I know that you were probably aching for more minutes. How did you stay positive and keep yourself mentally in the game so that you would be ready for when you did get called on?
You know, I mean, that's a great question and great point. I definitely in the first two and a half years here, like you said, there were some points that it was really hard for me. Because, you know, especially in high school, every college player knows that, or every college player kind of going in knows that, you know, they may have to wait. But when you're faced with the reality of it, sometimes it can be a lot harder than you expect. And so the one thing that I just tried to do was, like you said, stay positive, make sure that I was a good teammate, and I always made sure that I got in the gym with the coaches. I was always working extra with the coaches. And I think that's one thing that led me when Nia went down with that terrible injury. I think that's one of the reasons that they felt confident in me to put me in the game at that point, because I had been working so hard with them and they knew that they could trust me. And then it was just, you know, once that opportunity happened, it's making the most of that opportunity when you get in.
Yeah, something I was going to say is that I've heard Coach Kevin Borsas say things like, you know, each year you came back and it was clear that you were, you know, the most in shape, that it was clear that you had been working on your game. It seems like you never let your lack of playing time make you feel sorry for yourself, that instead you used it as a catalyst for, you know, getting better and improving your game and getting hungrier. Would you say that that's accurate, that kind of spurred you on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you described it perfectly. And so, in some instances, it's really hard not to get down on yourself or feel sorry for yourself. But for me, like you said, what I did is I got hungrier. And I used it kind of, not as like, how would I, yeah, I would definitely just say that I used it as motivation.
Yeah.
And then I took every off season as an opportunity to make myself better.
Yeah. It's a good testament for not giving up, right? You never know what's down the pike, and if you stick with it and work hard enough, your time will come.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's, Coach Borsa has always said, you know, you got to work while you wait. You got to work while you wait. Mm-hmm. And he says that, you know, to every player who comes in here. So he's like, if you're not starting, you got to work while you wait until that opportunity presents itself.
Not easy to do, though, is it?
No, it's not. It's not at all. It's definitely a lot easier said than done.
Yeah. And were there times where you were frustrated?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely there were times of frustration. And in those moments, you know, you got to talk to your family, you got to talk to some of your close friends and work through some of that stuff, you know. But then when you're on the basketball court and when you're with your team and in practice and in games, you got to try your best to just, you know, put that aside and just work your hardest and help your team the best that you can.
And now that you are where you are and you're playing so well, is it all the more gratifying when you look back to where you were just a half year ago or so, kind of just pining away, waiting for your time to finally get in?
Yeah, I can honestly say that it really is all the more sweeter now, knowing, you know, what you had to go through before and now, you know, having the opportunity to start and be a part of something really special with this team. I think that's the coolest thing, is just how well our team's doing, you know, not necessarily personally for me, but the reason that I wanted to work so hard and play so bad was to be a part of the team. Not like I wasn't before coming off the bench, don't get me wrong, I definitely felt like a part of the team, but I really wanted to be a key part of why our team was successful.
Yeah. All right. Well, it must be fun now to kind of have it all coming together.
It is. Our team has so much fun playing together. I think that's what makes it so great.
Well, let's talk about why you wanted to be a part of this team. You actually grew up in Minnesota, were named Minnesota's Miss Basketball as a senior in high school. First of all, let me ask you, how much ice fishing did you do growing up?
Ice fishing, that's hilarious. I've honestly never been ice fishing. I've only been fishing once. But I enjoy the lakes, just not really fishing on them, I guess.
When they're frozen over, okay.
Yeah.
I know, it was a stereotype, but I had to throw it out there.
No, that's totally okay.
Okay, so you're growing up in Minnesota. What made you want to leave your home state for Michigan?
You know, growing up, I loved Minnesota. Growing up, I loved my high school. I went to Chaska High School. But, you know, I'm an independent person, and something about me just wanted to get out of the state and experience something new. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that, you know, in my recruiting process that I wanted to be farther away from Minnesota.
Okay. And I'm sure you must have really liked Borthseth's style and his, you know, emphasis on defense. It just seemed to fit you.
Yeah, it really did. You know, when I visited Ann Arbor, I just automatically loved it. Mm-hmm. I really did. And there was a player here, her name was Krista Clement, and I stayed with her when I came on my visit. And, you know, she's one of the big reasons that I came here. And I really connected with her, even though she was a senior and graduating. But I really connected with her as well as the coaching staff when I visit. And then, of course, Carmen Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Me and her just had a kind of an instant connection when we came on our official visit together. And we really just kind of wanted to do something special at Michigan.
All right. Well, it looks like you guys are on your way for sure.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, now, as is tradition here, I always like to ask our guests to tell me something interesting about yourself that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with basketball. Is there something that you like to do away from the game? Do you have an interesting hobby? Some interesting fact that maybe people don't know, maybe they'd be surprised to learn about you.
Yeah, one thing is I actually played golf in high school. Like, nice. From 7th to 9th grade, I was on the golf team. And so when basketball season would be over, I'd join the golf team. I get to golf every day. And I still love to golf. I wish I had more time to golf. But if I, like, retire someday, it's my goal to make it onto, like, the senior LPGA tour or something.
Nice.
If that even exists, I'm not even sure. But hopefully when I graduate or retire or something, I can do something with that.
Wow, that's great. I wish I could golf. That's a tough sport. But you know what I hear about golf, though, is that if you're a good golfer, you should be a really good free throw shooter, which you are, because it's like putting, right? All the concentration.
Yeah, you gotta concentrate.
Yeah. Would you liken shooting free throws to putting?
A little bit, yeah. I would. I would say putting's even harder, though, because you have to read the green, and every green's different, which is different from free throws, where everyone should be the same. But golf's a very mental game, and free throws, to me, is a very mental thing as well. So yeah. I would definitely say they're very comparable.
But at least with putting, you don't have, like, hundreds, if not thousands, of people shouting at you while you're doing it.
That's very true. Unless you're, like, Tiger Woods or something.
Well, that's true.
It's putting a lot harder.
Exactly. All right. Courtney, that does it for this edition of Gimme 5. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. It was fun getting to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Good luck with the rest of the season, and good luck to the Michigan Wolverines. Join us again next time for another great conversation with one of the Big Ten's best. This is Patricia Babcock-McGraw for BTN.com.